Hey everybody, thanks for watching today. Tom, today we're going to move fast, but we've got a lot of ground to cover. This is going to be great because we have almost a power couple here in North
Absolutely,
River.
Absolutely, yes.
We have Robbie and Holly Stevenson from here in North River. Several businesses going on. Thanks for being here this morning, guys.
Of course.
Yes, sir.
The first one we want to talk about is the Palmetto Athletic Academic Association, PA3.
Okay.
Because here at Leslie Wells Realty, we're all about the kids, the students, and education, but also the athletics. Tell us, what about PA3? What is that?
So PA3 is a nonprofit organization that we created to raise money for the student athletes in the city of Palmetto. So the funds that we raise are our fundraisers. We have three major fundraisers. We have a fishing tournament. We had a golf tournament, and that's transitioned into a Kentucky Derby event, themed event. And then our what we call our flagship event is something called Vegas Nights. So we rent out the Veterans Hall at the fairgrounds, and we turn that into a casino. Real deal, like 30 tables.
Okay.
Blackjack, roulette, craps, black tie event. And we give away large items. Last year, we gave away a 2022 Kawasaki Mule UTV,
okay,
valued like $25,000. I mean, we give away large items, and everybody loves it.
So when does this happen again? What time of year is this?
So the fishing tournament's our first event. That's in April. It's fishing season. The Derby's always the first weekend in May. And Vegas Nights used to be in the summer, but we got so many complaints last year. Everybody was on vacation and they couldn't come.
Okay. It's too hot.
and it's warm. But even though it's indoors, when you dress up and you're parking and you're walking in.
Yeah.
Now it's October 21st. So we're going to do it in the fall during football season.
Yeah.
So what inspired you to head this up?
Well,
because you're an athlete. A former athlete, or maybe still an athlete, I don't know.
Former athlete, went to Manatee High School and University of Florida. But I've been coaching at Palmetto High School for over 10 years. Started with Dave Marino, and now we have our new head coach, Rashad West. And unfortunately, in the state of Florida, I mean, this is not a Manatee County issue. This is a state of Florida issue.
Right.
The value, as far as financial terms, the value for coaches for the state of Florida is not there. It's just not there. It's unbelievable what the athletic department as a whole is earmarked financially for all the teams. You wouldn't believe it if I told you. So we had to create something to help this general area. You know, like we help elementary school kids, we help middle school kids. So we had to create a financial arm to help all these students.
So it's not just high school.
Not at all.
Okay.
Like Palmetto Charter, we bought they built a new addition. We bought all their chalkboards. Lincoln Middle, they've requested some stuff. We've helped pay you know some stuff for them. So it doesn't just go to Palmetto High School.
Okay.
It goes to the City of Palmetto Schools. So they can file a request, it goes to our board, and so, generally speaking, we match what they've raised. We want them to put a little skin in the game, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So how can we, first off, this is scholarships as well, right?
We give away 7 scholarships a year. And we used to give those away at Vegas Nights, but we now give them away at the school when the parents are there and stuff like that, because obviously children cannot come to Vegas Nights because there's...
Okay. I get it.
Right.
So how can we apply for a scholarship?
You go right to our website.
Which is?
thepa3.com.
Okay.
Go to our website, and it's pretty simple. All the scholarships are named. Give you an example. There's a scholarship under the name of former Sheriff Charlie Wells.
We know him.
So I think you've heard of him.
Yeah.
So if you have a student athlete that wants to get in law enforcement and wants to be EMS, paramedic, they can go in there and apply. There's criteria. And then, obviously, the board, you know...
Approves it.
And...
Okay. So these events are fundraisers that you have. But what if I wanted to donate to PA3? and not go through the fundraiser. Can I also do that from your website?
Yes, you can.
And that's a 501c.
Yes, sir. And we have several folks that do that as well. They don't fish, or they don't, when they're not in the Kentucky Derby, or they're not into gambling, but they like what we're doing. All the money goes back to the kids. We're all 100, the whole board is 100% volunteer. And so they like that. And so we have several folks that do that.
See, Tom, these folks support our community. That's
absolutely
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know.
And you never hear about it.
No.
You never hear about it. I didn't know this even existed until today.
That's why we're here, right?
Exactly.
Okay, next, though, not only that, they also have several other activities that they're involved in. They purchased the venue at Hidden Acres, and that's here in Palmetto off 77th Street, also known as Willis Road. Welcome to Manatee County. Most of the roads have two or three names.
That's right.
So tell us about your new facility. We're excited about that.
Yeah, so we originally purchased it about 2 years ago, and it was just a red 3,000 square foot barn. You know, we did any type of event in there. I mean, you know, if it was a party, we absolutely threw it. We just got to the point where we had so many requests for, you know, bigger events, bigger weddings. So, you know, we thought, gosh, you know, we need to just maybe expand, you know, and just make this just, you know, go big or go home. So, So we basically, you know, we're financially able to do it. And, we broke ground, gosh, beginning of June of this year. And we've just been at it ever since. We added several thousand square feet, put AC in it. And we can hold up to approximately 300 people now. So it's just a great local venue, you know, that people can do graduation parties, quinceañeras, weddings, of course, bridal showers, you know,
corporate parties,
right. Christmas parties, celebration of life. I mean, we've really just done it. We've done it all. And it's just a great facility to have in our community that people can go to.
So Tom, as the photos show, it looks like a barn.
Mm-hmm.
Fact is, not really. Okay.
No, I mean,
yeah, used to be.
Used to
now
be. Used
it's
to be.
A little bit okay. more modern.
I actually remember going there probably before you had it.
Mm-hmm.
It was an open air barn. And
exactly.
Yeah. That wedding was in July.
Yeah.
And we were all thrilled. thrilled with our given. You have air conditioning now.
We do have air conditioner,
yes.
Thanks to Wrench's Cooling and Heating. Yes.
Well, we know him. He's our guy, Brian Wrench. So also they have concrete floors.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can dance.
Yes, you can actually boot scoop.
There you go.
Yes.
Without getting your boots dirty.
That's right.
We have a large parking area. We do like the transport to and from the parking to the venue. You know, so nobody has to walk on the gravel driveway. We have a walk-up bar, inside, outside access to the bar, nice, comfortable lounge area. So it's just a very comfortable area. Bridal suite, group suite.
You had Tom at bar. But, so the, and I saw that you have packages. There's a all-inclusive package where you could get married there, have your the ceremony, the dance, the dinner, the whole thing.
We do.
All in one number, all in one package.
What we found out, I mean, Holly more than myself, but what we found out, you know, folks, they're spending a lot of money to have these events. And we wanted to create a financial atmosphere that when they paid one price, they know they're getting everything. It's not, we're not nickel and diming, you know, for certain things. So they know exactly when they book with Holly that what they're paying for is from start to finish.
Everything's taken care
of.
So
that's kind of how we wanted to create that.
And, you know, we've really taken pride in gathering, you know, our personal vendors who we work with. You know, we've established those relationships and we have, you know, great prices as far as our vendors go. You know, so we're able to just turn around and, you know, just create those packages that are budget friendly for our couples. But yeah, we offer everything from a flower package to, you know, our in-house bar, a DJ, cake package, you know, literally everything comes with it. So,
Tom, here's another place we could do our Leslie Wells Christmas party.
Yes, hint, right? Hint,
we
hint.
Do a ton of Christmas parties.
Absolutely.
A ton.
Yes.
December is very, very busy because everybody, there's not a lot of places in Manatee County, okay,
right,
besides the Civic Center,
right,
that if you have 250, because some businesses were 250 to 300,
yeah,
or schools. Or schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Palmetto High School is going to do their end of year. PCS, Palmetto Charter, does their Christmas party. There's not a lot of places that can house those folks under air. So now we're, you know.
How do we get booked? How do we contact you, Holly?
So we have a website, www.hiddenacresbarn.com. It'll take you right there. Our site is about to be under construction because we're going to be adding all new information, all new pictures based on our new renovated and expanded venue. But up at the top, you know, there's a spot where you can click on packages. It'll show you all of our packages, you know, everything that comes with it. We have a gallery section so you can look at past pictures. And then of course our booking tab, you can click on booking, and, you know, just schedule a tour with me. You can look at the entire property and, we'll just, you know, talk details. So it's all on the website.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Robbie and Holly, thanks for coming in this morning. What
Absolutely.
A pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks for
we
having us.
It.
Thank you.
Everybody, thanks for watching this. This has been a great podcast, and we hope that you like and share. Right, Tom?
Absolutely. Like and share it, and especially share it, because a lot of people interested in the farmhouse weddings and
sure.
stuff.
Sure. Okay, we'll see you next time. Again, thanks for watching. Bye-bye.